This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to a Friday. It's a Meat Friday, and we have royalty in the building. Chad from Traeger, championship barbecuer, chef, whatever. It kind of came in and big-footed poor little Tyler, because Tyler had taken over the cooking responsibilities on Meat Friday. You know, Chad sort of mails it in sometimes because he can go through the motions. I saw him. I said, "You nervous?" He goes, "Nope." I went, "Okay." Nope. Well, he didn't send me the menu. That's something Tyler does every Friday. Chad, a little disappointed. Gossiping with everybody this morning.
Whoa.
Yeah.
When you cook like that, though, you can get away with a lot.
Yeah, but
it's kind of like star power in the NBA.
He can't get away with this. Got to send me the menu.
What did you change his name to?
Chat. It was Chad, but he's sitting there out in the kitchen just chatting away. So he's now Chat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, boy.
I'm telling you, though, you don't. He's earned a lot of credibility. It's like,
But this audience lives vicariously through us. When I say, "Here's the menu," who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Maybe Chad.
Can't even do that right now. Maybe Tyler can get a hold of Chat and see if he could give us the menu. That would be nice. All right, welcome to a Friday. It's a Meat Friday. Not sure what we're having. I know the Traegers are on, but come on in and stay a while. We have Play of the Day, Stat of the Day, poll question. Yes, Eaton.
Paul is just pointing out that now Tyler gets to spend more time on Chad Rowe today.
Chad Rowe. Okay. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you. Our streaming partner, listening on our radio affiliates around the country. I come in today, and all of a sudden I see some of the backroom guys. They went to see Adam Sandler. They went to the casino to see Adam Sandler.
Oh, boy.
Well, I come in, and a couple guys have their shirts off. They stayed overnight here. And I thought, well, why did you have your shirts off staying overnight? So some of the backroom guys slept here. I don't know where they slept, but picture Day Ray, you got Marv, Rob. So the group back there, I don't know what happened overnight, Marv.
I went home. Count me out.
Okay.
I went home with a woman last night.
Okay.
They stayed and hung out together.
You mean your wife?
Yes. Okay.
Work on your phrases. You went home to a woman, not with a woman.
Good to clarify that.
Come on.
Marvin, do you have any reports for us? You're a member of this team, you know.
Yes.
No, actually, you know what? I met him at the blackjack table, and Ray and Ray's roommate came along with us.
Yeah.
And they were up $200,
$300,
and I'm pretty certain they lost it.
No. Ray said he walked home with $100.
So they, after the concert was over, oh, Marv, what are you doing? Me and my wife, like, we're going home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a parent.
Yeah. Well, technically.
Technically. And they tore it up, and then they came back here and just
everybody,
kept getting after it.
Everybody fell asleep here. Yes,
big day for picture day, Ray. Got himself a free set of tires.
Yeah, yesterday.
Got himself $100. Got to go see the Sandman.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a banner day right there.
Who has it better than him?
Nobody.
No.
Actually, most of us.
Yeah, most of us do. He doesn't have a girlfriend.
He sure doesn't.
No, he doesn't. You know, he's
just focusing on himself.
When I close my good eye, he looks a little like Jared Goff. Okay? Just a little bit. I just don't close my good eye that often.
Wow.
Yeah. What is this? Yes, Pauline.
But he's rolling in the weekend with a Hyundai in his pocket and a fresh set of snow tires.
Yes.
That's how you get women in Connecticut.
Yes, you do.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Look That's at me. That's how I got mine.
Look at me. Hey, you got snow tires? Yes, I do.
More where that came from, baby.
Yeah, TireRack.com, baby. Yeah. Show me your rack. TireRack.com.
There you go.
Hey-oh. Yes, we're ready to go today, right?
Let's go. We got nobody.
I still don't have a menu.
Man, I'm starving.
Tyler, would you get a hold of Chat and tell him to give me the menu today?
There's no chance he's making breakfast burritos, is there?
I don't think so. I don't know. We'll find out. Joe Maddon, former Angels Cubs manager, a little later on. Our good buddy Nick Wright will stop by. Astros beat the Yankees up 2-0 in the series. Cardinals beat the Saints. And the 49ers traded for Christian McCaffrey. That's a lot. College football weekend. You got the NFL schedule coming up this weekend. But the Cardinals are back, I guess. Andy Dalton threw a couple of pick sixes here. The score is deceiving. You would think, well, all right, Cardinals hadn't scored. They're not a good offensive team, certainly in the first half. Hey, they put up 42. Well, I got to give 14 of those to the defense. But still, it's a win. Is that your Kyler Murray? That brings back bad memories. That's a bad memory for me at the Super Bowl, trying to get Kyler Murray to talk. But if you're the Cardinals, you got DeAndre Hopkins back, and that sort of changed everything here. He had 10 catches, 100 yards, first game back. And this is the ninth time in his career he's had at least 10 catches and 100 receiving yards. Andy Dalton, you start out by going, hey, 361 yards passing, four touchdowns, three interceptions. You know, it was a Jameis Winston kind of game when you think about it. Man, he looked really good and then he didn't. I know not all pick sixes are created equal, but still. He's the quarterback, can't make mistakes, made mistakes, and you end up losing that game by 8. But I don't know what this means as they move forward. And even if you're the Cardinals or a Cardinal fan, you go, okay, we beat a Saints team that has Andy Dalton as their quarterback. They're banged up. They're on the road. It's a Thursday night, and we won by 8. I'd be a little more concerned. You had a little bit of friction there with Kyler Murray. Cliff Kingsbury on the sidelines. Now, the audio, somebody, I think, forgot to turn on the microphone, the post-game press conference, and this is what it sounds like. We'll probably have to translate.
You know, it's just one of those things on the field. We have a difference of opinion. Yeah, he said I didn't look good on TV. Acting that fiery. So I said, I don't know. This is a Gen Z thing. You're on TV, so calm down. Like, I like showing emotion.
Okay. I think at one point he said, calm the bleep down. And now, so you're Kyler Murray saying this to his head coach. That doesn't happen too often, I wouldn't think, but it did. And Cliff is going to downplay it like, hey, doesn't look good on TV. Okay. I don't know what happened, but it felt like Cliff Kingsbury was pretty animated there with Kyler Murray. But they got the win. And that this was, I don't know if it's a must win, but it certainly, it would certainly help, you know, Cliff Kingsbury, if he's on the hot seat there, this team winning a home game, been a long time since they'd won at home. And you got to keep pace here because now you see what the Niners did with Christian McCaffrey. Seattle's not a pushover. They're not very good, but they're not a pushover. And then you got the Rams who might get this right, you know, might be able to spin it one more time, get OBJ back. You got to maintain in that division. And that's what they did last night. By the way, Christian McCaffrey going to the 49ers, the reports are that the Rams were in the running up till the very end for Christian McCaffrey. I don't know what they could have offered because they don't have any draft picks, but the Niners, four draft picks. Keep this in mind. The Panthers wanted two first-round picks for Christian McCaffrey. They got a second, third, and fourth this year, and then a fifth next year. I think they did pretty well here. You get rid of Christian McCaffrey's contract, and you're going to get draft picks. This is a rebuild. Yes, he is the face of the franchise, but he's been hurt. Now you get something for him. You probably never should have signed that second contract with him. And he's locked in three more years at $12 million. Now you have Kyle Shanahan with Deebo Samuel. Now you still have Jimmy Garoppolo. And, you know, you got Ayuk, you got Kittle. You got some weapons. You got as many weapons as anybody else does, it feels like. And the NFC is wide open when you think about it. I mean, is Tampa a great team, very good team, or just a good team? Green Bay, are they going to be even good this year? Do you buy into the Vikings? Do you buy into the Giants? Cowboys, Dak coming back. The Rams, can they do it one more time? Am I leaving out anybody? Because that's what it feels. Then you have the Eagles. They're front and center. But that's not exactly a long-running, you know, powerhouse juggernaut. It's, all right, they could be the team to beat this year, and so far they do look like that. The NFC is wide open. Eagles look like they're the best team, the most balanced team. But this is a Niner team that does have a really good defense. And I always think that I'm not the biggest Jimmy Garoppolo fan, but keep in mind they were what? Had the ball 2 minutes to go, 4 points away from going to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. And you forget that. You know, they're going to beat the Rams. They score a touchdown, they beat the Rams, they go to the Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo would be going back to another Super Bowl. And San Francisco would have been favored against the Bengals in the Super Bowl. All you're asking Jimmy Garoppolo to do is win games. I'm not asking him to throw for 300. Just don't throw for 100 and a couple of picks. It's going to come down to, can he win a game for you? Can he win a big game for you? Maybe he can. I'm always reminded whenever I, you know, bang on Jimmy Garoppolo, hey, all he does is win games. Yeah, I know. I know. And Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. I get it. I understand that. But, you know, you pick up Christian McCaffrey, just where you go, hey, Kyle Shanahan. Oh, what he can do with those two. And I guess you can have some fun with Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey. I don't know the X's and O's, but all I know is the more weapons I have for Jimmy Garoppolo, the better for Jimmy G. And he's not going to throw the ball long. Short passes to Deebo, Kittle, short pass to Christian McCaffrey, out of the backfield, have some fun. But you also have to have your defense step up. And we've seen it be an elite defense. That might be what carries this team. You got some running backs here. You got some weapons. And Carolina starts the rebuild there. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. I just got the unofficial Meat Friday lineup.
Not confirmed?
No. I had to get it from Tyler. Okay. So Chad went to the store. Tyler is overhearing this is what the menu is. Second source on this.
I'm hearing.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Talk about the menu.
Yeah. Get a hold of Adam Schefter. See if he knows what's on the menu. I've got ribs, chicken, mac and cheese, coleslaw, baked beans. Who has it better than we do?
No.
We think it's us?
Wait.
I'm sorry. What was the menu again?
Ribs, chicken, mac and cheese, coleslaw, baked beans.
Nobody.
No. Okay.
Yeah, nobody.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
You flew right through it.
Yeah, you kind of just.
Well, I need a second source. I don't know if this is what we're eating today.
And can we confirm the type of chicken? Is it,
I have no idea. I hope it's thighs.
Thighs or breast.
Oh, thighs. I'm Joe Theismann.
Has it been spatchcocked?
I have.
How about we take a break here?
Okay.
Yeah. Todd, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
You just sent me a limerick, but the limerick goes right to the newsletter.
Right to the newsletter.
You know that.
Not for air.
You know.
Don't even try to sneak it on
you, there. You know that.
Relegation.
You know that. Yes, your limericks have been relegated to the newsletter.
Which is fine.
Yes. Cool.
I've been sitting at my desk here for about an hour and a half, and Todd has not stopped talking to Seton for that entire hour and a half. And as soon as we went on air, Todd didn't say another word. He has been rambling to
see. You have been. You've been on fire today.
I did. I let out all my energy like a half hour before the show started. That doesn't help.
And what did I say? I said, save it.
Yeah.
I walk by you and I go, save it.
I got all hyper, and then right at about 8:58 a.m. Eastern time, I just took a little nap. Just kind of crashed.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We'll take a break. We will come up with a poll question right after this on the Dan Patrick Show. This message brought to you by Discover. You can reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites. And they could sell your data. But Discover does this for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection. That's discover.com/online privacy protection. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? all-terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Penny's Bang Biscuits, Penny's Bang Jerky. Bite-sized treats, perfect rewards during training sessions or anytime you want to thank your pup for good behavior. The biscuits we have, handmade from scratch using healthy all-natural ingredients, plus 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales given back to hand-picked partners in the pet industry. And you can check them out. The Penny's Bang Biscuits and Bang Jerky, available at danpatrick.com. Poll question today, Seton. What are we going to go with?
If you had to bet today, Dan.
Bet.
Who bet?
Who?
All right, bet. Who is going to the Super Bowl for the NFC?
Okay. If I bet today, I'd say the Eagles.
All right. So you could have Buccaneers, Cowboys, 49ers. Eagles, Rams, Packers, Vikings. Anybody you want to take off of that list?
No. I think they have a chance in the NFC. The Eagles right now are the best team. We still have, what, 10 games to go? 11 games to go? Yeah, Paul.
I did not put the New York Giants at 5-1 on the poll, but I did put the 3-3 Bucks and the 3-3 Niners and the 3-3 Packers. Is that fair?
Yeah, because there's history there. The history with the Giants is this isn't going to last. With the other teams and those quarterbacks, you know, you feel like they can right the ship there.
So even the Vikings.
Well, I said they'd make the playoffs. I don't know.
They're also 5-1, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Giants fans feel slighted.
That's okay. You know, nobody believed in you to start the season. Why would they believe in you now? It's okay. Yeah, Paulie.
The Vikings don't have a national TV game, nighttime primetime game, until Thanksgiving night hosting New England. I think it's Thursday, November 4th. Or is that Thanksgiving? Or is it the November 24th?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's Thanksgiving or not, but either way, they have a national TV game hosting the Patriots. They can change perceptions.
That is Thanksgiving.
That is Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Niners, by the way, they're 2.5-point underdogs versus the Chiefs this weekend. They do have the fifth highest Super Bowl odds. Fifth highest, fifth best Super Bowl odds. The Niners do. 16-1. But big games this weekend. Packers against Washington. Lions against Cowboys. Ravens, Browns, Broncos, Jets. Broncos, Jets is interesting. Chiefs and the Niners and the Patriots versus the Bears. Not a great lineup there. And then you have Tua playing Sunday night. Standalone game. Dolphins, Steelers. You know, people are going to tune in just to see Tua and if something happens to him. I hate to say it, but it feels like that. He's been under the microscope. This has been a national story for a couple of weeks now. And now he's coming back. And not just sports. You know, the Today Show covered it. And Tua coming back. And could you imagine if I believe he's had two concussions. I, of course, have been told, you know, the NFL denies it. And I'm like, okay, fine. The team denies it. Tua denies it. All right. Imagine he has two concussions because he had one against Cincinnati. What if he got another one? In the span of 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and you are more susceptible. And it's not that a defensive player is going to go out of his way one way or another, like, hey, I don't want to hit anymore. Hey, I don't care. You're out here. I'm going to take you out. But if you look at what happened in the sack, it's not like he got blindsided where you go, oh, my God, he's not getting up. The first one, he got pushed over in the Bills game. This one, he got spun around. And, yes, it was a violent, the contact he made with the turf. But usually you think, oh, my God, did you see that hit? Sometimes it's a sort of a, oh, my God, I didn't know you hit your head. Same thing happened against Buffalo. If you watch it and you go, he just got pushed down, he banged his head on the turf. And then that's when they tried to tell us that they had a back injury and they fired the neurologist. Yes, Boone.
I just watched back the Tua hit against the Bengals. The defensive lineman is kind of running one way. He kind of just throws his arm out there to grab Tua. Tua's still scrambling out of it. He didn't really throw him as much as like his momentum going one way and Tua's going the other caused like a whiplash. It definitely wasn't intentional.
Yeah.
But like you said, that could happen easily.
Yeah. There's so many plays that happen, and hopefully he'll be smart when he runs, run out of bounds, make sure you slide. But he's a very slight quarterback to begin with, and he's going to be on display, a standalone game, and people are going to tune in just to see how he plays, how healthy he can stay. Yes, Eden.
Should he play this weekend?
That I don't know. I think it's difficult to try to troubleshoot or handicap something like that and go, how's it possible? I don't know what the normal time frame is, but given what he's gone through already, he doesn't even remember anything from the Cincinnati game. And I think he had a second concussion, the first one being against Buffalo, but would I have trepidation? I would.
It seems absolutely insane to me that he could play.
Yeah. Yes, Don.
If you've had doctors say he shouldn't play football anymore, at least not until next season, could you not feel uncomfortable?
But these aren't his doctors.
No, but they know they study this type of thing. I know he's not a specific patient.
No, they got to diagnose him. And if they did that, okay, now that's credibility. But, somebody who is going from afar saying, oh, you know what that looks like, or he should have, or I think, okay, I need the person who's actually examining, Tua, who actually sees, if there's what the CAT scan shows, any of that stuff. What are his skills? Has he lost any motor skills? I don't know. But before we go, he shouldn't play. Well, who should play football to begin with? You go out there and, that's the choice you make. I'm playing this sport. It's violent. Nobody should be surprised. But Tua playing, I just hope they have his best interest. Not the teams. We need you out there. His best interest here. Yes, Eden.
I don't think that you could just kind of throw this into it's a violent sport, so what do you expect?
Well,
because even in that, under that umbrella of it's just a violent sport, so what do you expect? This even seems insane considering that. You know what I mean? Like, it is a violent sport, but you could still try to make it a little safer for people. You know what I mean?
Well, I need them to protect him from himself. They should have taken him out of the Buffalo game. And, this Cincinnati situation, once you go out on the field, there's only so much they can do to protect you. But if you're injured, that's where I have a problem with this. That's where you can protect him from himself. But once you play, they can protect you all they want. Yes.
And I guess it's kind of funny because I get focused on certain things and don't move off. But Mike McDaniel, I would have no faith in what plays they're going to call to keep Tua safe.
Oh, I know.
I would have absolutely no faith in that whatsoever.
Yes, Todd.
I think part of the problem, at least for me, is that visual, that fencing response with the hands and the curling of the fingers, to think that player can play anytime soon, whether it's 4 days later or a week later, that's hard to get out of your mind seeing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you had the Cardinals winning last night, and Andy Dalton, the Saints quarterback, talked about the three turnovers that he had.
The other couple ones are just unfortunate, you know, happenings in the play. You know, those are the ones that, you know, made a huge difference because they pick six on both of them. So that's tough. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to have all three of them back.
Really?
You know, it'd be funny if he said, just the pick sixes, I'm good with the other one.
Yeah.
Finally,
you know,
a guy who says, I don't want them all back.
Yeah, one of the pick sixes you can have. I'm okay with that one. The other one I'd like to have back.
That's like, how we lost by eight. I'd like to have one of the pick sixes.
But that's when an analyst says, oh, he'd like to have that one back. No. Thank you for your analysis there.
So that wasn't the plan there?
He would like to have that one back. Yes, he would.
Oh, actually, yep. I don't want that interception back. I was lulling him to a false sense of security, and then we're going to hammer him in the second half. It's all the plan.
That was classic Andy Dalton on display, though.
Yeah. Giveth and taketh away.
Yeah, dude balled other than the two pick sixes in five plays.
Yeah. In case you're wondering about who to bet on this weekend, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast and talked to the guys yesterday. We had Dylan. We also had Bad Larry and Shea and Irving. And here's just a sample of that podcast. Did you have another one where you were swimming with the fishes?
Oh, at the Atlantis in the Bahamas. Yeah, I was having gin martinis for breakfast for 3 days in a row. Had a little more extracurriculars. And one time I woke up in like a pond. It was like a like a saltwater pond at the Atlantis, and there were tortoises, like big old sea tortoises around me, and I couldn't figure out how I got there, but my buddies pulled me out. But I was swimming with the turtles.
Turtles.
Yeah, it's a wild country, man.
Do you have a horror story, Dylan, from the casino?
Casino? Well, I don't know if I'm allowed at Hakkasan in Las Vegas, so as long as we steer clear of that, I think we'd be good.
What happened?
It was, you know, maybe a contraband related issue that they aren't too fond of at those establishments.
Okay.
But I was way younger back then.
See, I don't gamble. And
Danny, if I get you at a craps table though, when the whole room is shaking.
No, I get it.
And
I
everybody wants to hit that point.
I get it.
You have to gamble.
Or like the old lady at the slot machine with the oxygen tank just tugging away on it. That doesn't get your juices flowing.
We're rolling dice, we're playing a little blackjack, and we're playing baccarat, and we're getting weird. That's what's happening. And we're gonna
if you want to see me piss away a lot of money really fast, watch me play blackjack.
So that's the podcast there. We do get around to talking about what teams to bet on.
I can't hang out with Shea.
Shea and Irving's the real deal.
He's a real dealer, and that would be trouble.
Well, he's drinking White Claw while we're recording the podcast.
You shouldn't say that publicly. Right. You should not have said that.
You're right.
He was building a pretty cool reputation until you mentioned that.
You just undid years of image.
Yeah, and then he's drinking a White Claw, black raspberry. He goes, yep, Danny, black raspberry. I go, oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. That's impressive. Yes, Todd.
And when you're describing that shaking emotional high over the craps table, that sounds like someone that's got some gaming issues.
But it's on danpatrick.com, and they do a great job. Bad Larry, Dylan, the graphics guy, and Shea and Irving.
Blackjack's not really like, good for me, though.
DP, there was another clip where Bad Larry loses service.
Yeah.
Because he's on the golf course. We're trying to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
Like, Larry, you know what time this starts. I was on the golf course, and Dylan's like, well.
Yeah. I'm really sure that's a good excuse.
Yeah. Yeah, we tape this at the same time every Thursday, and then we can't get a hold of Bad Larry. And then he's like, what? I'm ready. And then we're like, no, you're not. Hearing carrying his clubs. And then they finally got around to their picks. And those are available at danpatrick.com with the other great podcasts that we have. Poll question we're going with, Seton, is...
Yeah, we're putting up the NFC
one. Okay, all right, fair enough. Jeff in Detroit leads us off this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick and fellas. I would just like to tell you congratulations on your Marconi. It's well worth it, dude. The one thing that I'm figuring, it had to be the Coach Saban interview with him. You were asking him about these nuts. Mm. Or maybe it was Fritzy, you know. I'm not sure what it was, but I honestly believe, dude, that coming soon, this Emmy is in the bag, man. I really have a good feeling about it because you guys might not get the sports Emmy, but you're damn sure going to go get the comedy Emmy, man. I have been laughing so hard with you guys. Tupac Shakur on Todd Fritz. Oh, my God, I lost it. I lost it. You have been coming up with, you and Paulie have been coming up with some zingers. Seton with that voice, I mean, you guys are at the top of your game. My question for you today is, how remarkable is it? And I'm just thinking about this. We were talking in the barbershop about the importance of LeBron James in the NBA and how great he is. Dude is getting ready to be the 20th, and on the 19th year? This is his 19th season? I think he's going on 20.
I think so.
Yeah, but listen, how can you do that and still carry the team?
Well, he shouldn't be carrying the team, and thank you, Jeff, for the compliment. It should be Anthony Davis. Or can you get help from Russell Westbrook Jr. III? And he scored as many, he made as many baskets as I did last night.
Stat of the day.
He was 0 for 11. Here is Russell Westbrook talking about his performance against the Clippers.
How would you assess your game tonight?
Solid. Yeah, solid. Played hard. That's all you can ask for. Move on to the next one.
Darvin just said, whoever it is, if the team's not making shots, keep shooting them. Is that a mindset everyone can adopt?
I believe so.
That's a problem right there. That right there is a problem. Hey, how'd you play? Solid. Played hard. No, that's solid. Played hard. How about, you know what? It wasn't good. We have those nights, and I hope to be better contributing in a variety of ways. Something like that. Here's LeBron James summing up Russell Westbrook's night.
We've all had bad shooting nights. I've had bad shooting nights. Everybody in this league has had bad shooting nights. Who cares? I thought he played a great game. Defensively, he was in tune. He was locked in. He pushed the tempo. Just didn't make any shots, man. And that's okay. I mean, he had five steals. Two back to back in a critical time. When they were trying to post him against Kawhi, he just didn't make any shots.
Yeah, 0 for 11. His worst shooting performance since going 0 for 13. That was back in 2011. When you still think you're a good shooter and you're not, that's a problem. At some point, I would hope that Russell Westbrook would go, golly, they're giving me these jumpers, wide-open jumpers. There's a reason why they're giving you wide-open jumpers, Russ, because you're not a good shooter. Take it to the hoop. Shoot free throws. You can do that. But don't take threes. Just because they're giving you a three, not everybody should take threes. I think we feel like everybody can swing for a home run in baseball. That's not true. And everybody can shoot threes in the NBA. Everybody should get the green light. And that's not true either. Yes, Marv.
Do you think the ego, because you've played basketball with guys that can't shoot, a la myself, and you're sitting at the three-point line and somebody goes, let him shoot.
Yeah.
And you're like, watch me drain this.
Yeah.
And then you don't, and then you just kind of look at your hands and you rub them against your shorts like, oh, maybe there's a little condensation on there.
Yeah. There's a reason why they're letting him shoot those jumpers, because you can't make them. Oh, it's going to be a fun year, long year, but certainly interesting. As long as the thing that I'm watching with Russ is he hustling? Is he playing defense? Because if he does that, then there's a chance that he could still stay with the Lakers, I feel. If not, then because he didn't play defense for Frank Vogel. He did not. And for somebody who is that athletic, he's probably top five, one of the top five athletes that we have in the NBA. And maybe, he's obviously slowed down. But, I mean, he's like Jalen Ramsey. I mean, it just looks like this guy could blanket you. But you got to want to in the NBA. And if you do play defense, Darvin Ham's going to play you. But if you don't and you can't shoot, Indiana, here you come. Yeah, Marv.
The Lakers were as close as they were. They played the Clippers pretty competitively because they got after it on the defensive end. So if they kind of do that and hopefully make 25% of their three-pointers.
Yeah. Come on. 25.
LeBron said they don't have any lasers, and he's right.
It's so poorly constructed. No, it just is. In today's game, you got to have at least one, preferably two. Wouldn't hurt to have three that you feel like those guys can make upper 30%, low 40% three-point range. Yeah, Mark.
He has no guys. As soon as you throw them the ball and they're wide open, you're already throwing up the three. You're already throwing, like, and you're just walking the other way. He doesn't have any of those guys. He has one of those, okay, Pat Bev, okay, oh, you made one. Oh, good for you.
Let's take a break. Play of the day is up next here, Dan Patrick Show. To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Best day starts the night before. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. There's other things that you can do, and Sleep Number will give you tips like taking a warm shower before you go to bed, drinking a lot of water, eating cooler foods on warmer nights. Fall asleep faster with the Climate 360 Smart Bed. It warms your feet, help you fall asleep faster, and you stay asleep longer because sleepers who use their 360 Smart Bed technology enjoy 28 minutes or more restful sleep per night. Add that up, that's 170 hours over the course of a year. Sleep Number special introductory offer on the new Climate 360 Smart Bed only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Go in, find out about the Sleep IQ technology, what's your sleep number. They have a lot of great things to tell you about Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play. Of the day.
Left, I got it!
And play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Dalton straight drop back, throws over the middle, and a one-handed interception by Isaiah Simmons in midfield. Runs it back to the left of the 40, at the 30, at the 25, at the 20, and Simmons in, back-to-back, interception returns for touchdowns.
That's courtesy of Arizona Sports Station, 98.7 FM. Andy Dalton, first player to throw two pick sixes in the first half of a game since 2018. Who wants to guess who that quarterback was? I'm going to start with you, Paul.
I'm going to give you my guess before you gave the year because I had a name in my head. Matt Schaub with the Texans.
Matt Schaub, no.
He was a pick six machine.
Todd.
I saw it, so I'm going to back out.
Seton.
What was the question?
Never mind. 11. Marv.
I already saw it, so I'm taking myself out.
Okay. Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen. Got it, Seton.
That's what I was going to say.
Got it. Yeah. Crap. Play of the day. Brought to you by the great folks at Traeger. They have the set it and forget it convenience. That means you can actually watch the game, not the grill. Check out Traeger.com/DP Show. Start saving. Remember, use the code DP Show to get free shipping. Andy in Kansas. Andy, good morning. What's on your mind?
What up, though? What kind of a chat row? Listen. No, I'm kidding. That's Jeff in Detroit. I copy that guy all the time. And people don't even know who I'm talking about, but it's always funny to me. Anyway, first time, long time. Paulie's height, Fritzy's weight, Marvin's hands, Steven's feet.
Okay. As crushing.
Yeah, right. I'd ask you how you're doing, but I have got to be the only listener that knows that that peeves you off. Every time, like, you'll hear, like, a guy named, like, Ryan in, like, Washington be like, hey, how you doing, Dan? You're like, good, Ryan. Get on with it. Always cracks me up. Anyway, I want to say congrats on your Marconi Award. However, I always thought it was kind of more fitting that you would get the Walter Matthau Award, because you are getting to be a crouchety old dude, my dog.
Thank you, Andy. Why am I? Did you say crotchety?
Crouchety.
Crouchety. What is crouchety?
You know, like crouchety. Is it crotchety or crouchety?
It's crotchety, not crouchety. Catchers would be guilty of being crotchety.
Crouchety.
Okay.
Tin cut crotchety?
Yeah, it's crotchety.
All right. Well, there's a lesson learned.
Thank you, Andy.
Anyway, so just heading over to Home Depot. And
yeah, nothing like a good Walter Matthau reference.
I loved it.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
Walter Matthau is very funny.
He is, you know, 40 years ago. 50 years ago. Yes, Paulie.
That guy did a tight 3 minutes.
He did
that
okay.
That was kind of like a stand-up.
He did okay.
I think he prepped some of that.
Yeah, he did.
Grumpy Old Men was a hilarious movie.
Well, Bad News Bears.
Engelbert, why is there chocolate on this baseball? Everyone always makes fun of my weight. Leave me alone.
Thank you, Todd. Aaron in Indianapolis. Hi, Aaron. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning.
6 foot, head turning 185. Congratulations on your Marconi. And knowing it's getting crowded on your Marconi shelf, my idea is inspired by Tim Tebow. I would love to rent your Marconi to put it in my service van for showing it off to my customers.
I'll take that under advisement there, Aaron. There's a lot of people who would like to have the Marconi and rent it out, like Tim Tebow did with his Heisman, just to show people what the award is and who I am. Because you're probably going to have to explain both of those things. You know, not macaroni, it's a Marconi. No, remember Dan Patrick? He used to be on SportsCenter a long time ago. Yeah. Yeah, that guy. Yeah. The Whiff and Fuego. Yeah, that guy. Yeah. Yeah, talking hairdo. Yeah, that's it.
They have awards for that?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. A Buck in Wisconsin. Hi, Buck. What's on your mind today?
ADP 63215.
All right.
On my way to Kansas City, so I have two very quick questions for you.
Barbecue?
One, yes, best barbecue recommendation from you and the boys.
Yeah.
And two, we are also celebrating a family engagement. My sister-in-law getting engaged. So hoping to get some advice for the groom-to-be in the wedding planning. Maybe Marvin has a little bit better advice than he does for his actual marriage. So I'll take it off the air. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay.
Tuck it back around.
Paulie, do you have barbecue recommendations, Kansas City?
There's a bunch. I mean, there's some more obvious ones. There's a place called Harp. I've never been to some of these places. I just have heard people talk about them. That's one that stood out to me.
Okay. And I didn't know what advice we could give to the groomsman, the potential. What's
the situation?
I don't know.
Just don't make a fool of yourself. Don't embarrass anybody.
Yeah.
Should be all set.
Yeah. He wanted advice on planning the wedding, or do you get involved with the wedding, or what do you do with the wedding? Yeah, Paul.
One of your groomsmen should be your guy, like an emergency situation. You have a tux situation. Someone needs to go. One of your groomsmen, your best man or other, should be like, kind of like an enforcer that, hey, man, I'm in a jam here. My shoes are jacked up. Help me out. There, where he can, you got to stick with me, man. You got to be a bro this weekend.
But I didn't have that at my wedding. Now, my best man was my younger brother, but there was somebody was in the wedding party who was supposed to help on the day of the wedding. He didn't come home. He found a friend to sleep with or spend the night with, I should say. And then he lost his shoes. So I'm leaving to go to the church and he is just arriving and he looks a tad disheveled and no shoes. And I said, dude, I'm getting married here in less than an hour. He's like, all right, I got to find some shoes. I'm like, this isn't what's supposed to be happening. No, not the day before, night before. We couldn't find you. And he goes, yeah, sorry. Yep, yeah, pulling.
By the way, real quick on Kansas City, the obvious ones, but great ones, Joe's Kansas City Barbecue is very well known nationally. Arthur Bryant's very well known nationally.
Yes.
But don't be afraid to try other ones besides the obvious.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, thank you. 1 hour in the books, two more to go.
More on this next.
Thank you. Joe Madden will join us. Nick Wright a little bit later on as well. Your phone calls, we'll get to those. It's a Meat Friday. Chad from Traeger's in the house. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
That feels a little better. Feels a little better. 1 hour in the books, two more to go on this Friday. Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive. M-Drive is here. Yeah, you didn't know you needed it. But you do. If you need energy, got to get going in the morning, M-Drive. I take it every day. Testosterone support for driven guys packed with clinically tested ingredients supporting healthy T levels. And the drive to get things done. Got to put in some time, put in some effort. M-Drive can help you stay motivated and energized. You want to have that energy later in the day. And you can accomplish more. M-Drive, testosterone support for driven guys. You can go to mdrivedan.com and order. Or, if you'd like, you can go to Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. You'll find the top-selling M-Drive products. And just for my listeners, you can try M-Drive for $5. Get started texting Dan to 55000 55000. Claim your exclusive offer. Don't waste another day. Get going. Get M-Drive. Text Dan to 55000. Get your first order of M-Drive for just $5. MDriveDan.com or text Dan to 55000. Message and data rates may apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.